back to ideas that won't work. First, the Lord Mayor Sally Capp, and she'll be joining us later on in the program, she's proposed cutting Mikey fares, so tram, train or bus fares, for workers who come into the CBD. Obviously, this is an idea to try and attract people back to the office to get the daytime economy back. I don't think it'll work. I think working from home is so deeply embedded in people's consciousness now. The idea that instead of a Mikey fare being $5.30, it becomes, I don't know, $3.30. I think saving a couple of bucks is not going to drag people back into the CBD. What do you think? 1-3-6-9-3. And how would you even do it? Like at the moment, if you catch a tram, for example, you tap on, or you're supposed to at least, as soon as you get on the tram, but you don't actually have to tap off. So it's not entirely clear how the Mikey system would know that you have got off in the CBD. All right, that's idea one that I don't think will work. Idea two, the state government is looking at installing electronic tracking bracelets on young offenders, and this is in response to this story that there's a hardcore group of young criminals who are doing all the agbergs and car thefts and things like that. This won't work. It won't work. It won't work for a couple of reasons. First, unless you have someone monitoring where the young offenders go 24 hours a day, well, and we're not going to have that, you're not going to be able to stop them in time before they commit an offence. Secondly, the young offenders don't care whether they're monitored or tracked. I mean, as it is, most of them film their crimes, you know, using a mobile phone and then post what they've done up on social media. So they don't actually fear being caught. And why would they fear? Because they always get let out. You know, it was one young chap I heard about committed 10 offences in a row every time he gets bail, every single time. What would an electronic monitoring bracelet or anklet do to someone like that? They'd laugh about it. They wouldn't care. And even if, you know, you knew, oh, my God, this person's now breaking into someone's house and you ring the police aren't going to be there instantaneously. It might take them 10 minutes to get there, by which time the offender has escaped. So electronic tracking bracelets on young offenders will not work. They don't fear them, and we can't monitor them 24 hours a day and know for sure when they're committing crimes. 1-3-6-9-3.